But what I want to focus on today is the epistle lesson from 1 John 4:19. And it says, "Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against you, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive." So, if we're a family, why do we act the way we do? Growing up, I remember hearing, "Mom, he's looking at me funny, do something! Mom, she's hogging the bathroom, it's my turn!" As the oldest of seven, it seemed to always be my fault. No matter what happened in that household, it was always my fault. And half the time, I wasn't even there. I went away to college, and my sister ran away from home. It was my fault she ran away from home. What gives? But that's family. And you take it, and you bear with it. So last week, when Mitch, during adult study, asked us what we had gained by coming to know Christ, it was like, my answer was, well, I kind of lost my birth family, but I kind of found a whole new family. Did anybody sort of like, huh? But it's true. Growing up, I came to this church every Sunday. No one else but my family came with me. I grew up in this church. I watched all of us age. Some of us gracefully and some of us not so gracefully. But it's just been such a joyous journey to be here. So I decided that I really should figure out why it's so important to be here as part of this family. So here goes. So how many of you watch the television program Cheers? Cheers. Well, yeah. It was on from 1982 to 1993. That's how long ago it was. Cheers was one of the highest rated shows on television. It was set in a bar where a bunch of characters came in every day after work. There was an alcoholic ex-pro baseball player playing the bartender, a know-it-all postman, a semi-employed accountant, painter, interior decorator, an abusive cocktail waitress, and a strong, independent female manager. This comedy showed us people who care about each other, who accepted one another in spite of their many failings and frailties. People who shared an emotional bond, who were committed to one another. We even had a theme song about this. And no, I'm not singing. Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. Isn't that what we all want? People who care about us, people who are glad when we show up, people who will support us and stand by us in the good times as well as the bad, people who will accept us instead of criticizing and judging us, people we can just be ourselves around. I want that. I need that. I think we all do. Well, I've got some good news and some bad news for you. The bad news is that Cheers was pretend. It wasn't real. But the good news is it can be real. The good news is that there's a place where that kind of community can and does exist. And that place is here in this church. This is the kind of place that a church should be. The kind of place that other churches should be like. The kind of place that Jesus Christ intended his church to be. You and I know that too often it's just the opposite. We have to recognize that when many people think of an accepting, loving, supporting place, in order to be real, where they can be themselves, they probably think of an AA meeting rather than going to church. This is a church. This church is the kind of place where lives are radically changed by the love of God flowing through his people in their relationship with one another. And as we are that kind of church, the world will notice. When strangers walk through our doors, they will sense that something is different here. When they go home, they'll say, "I want that." They will want what we have, and eventually we'll be able to tell them that what we have isn't what at all. It's not a what, it's a who. It's our love of each other through Jesus Christ living in us that gives us the love that we share to others. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another, by John 13. If we look at another scripture that says about another relationship, it says, therefore, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as God forgave you. And over all those virtues, put on love, which binds us all together in perfect unity. And that's from Colossians 3. So what does this tell us? All of us will at some time find that our fellow humans to be less than ideal. We may not like the way we talk, the way we think, the way we look, the way we eat, the way we manage our time. But, you know, we're who we are. We could all probably pick out someone in this room and find something about them that we find offensive, irritating, or disagreeable. So, what do? Do we just pretend that they aren't that way? Do we pretend that it doesn't bother us? Relationships are hard, really hard. But that's what makes them interesting. Life is filled with things that bother us and that are problems for us. Things we might wish we had answers for. We wish we knew how to deal with difficult people, to how to deal with the emotions such as anger. But relationships can also be very rewarding. What makes them rewarding is working through difficulties and coming out with a new friend, a new acquaintance, or a new child of God. As you go through life, you're going to find some people simply rub you the wrong way. Some people are just going to be difficult for you to deal with. Maybe they've done something to hurt you, or maybe they continually do things to hurt you. Or maybe they don't do anything specific, but there's just something about them that gets under your skin. So how do we deal with people that rub you the wrong way? Well, we simply choose to overlook it. We choose not to make a big deal of it. We choose to graciously tolerate one another in spite of all the things we find irritating. And if that grates on our last nerve, then we live with it. We accept that irritation as our problem, not theirs. And believe it or not, there will be times when you find that you, yep, even all you likable, friendly people, rub someone else the wrong way. Or that you, yep, even me, might be a difficult person for someone else to deal with. So what do we do then? Well, first, we choose not to grumble against them or gossip to our friends about their flaws. You've done that, haven't you? We all have. It's a bad habit that we all share. You may not tell the person you don't like, but you tell your wife, your husband, your best friend, and then everyone else you talk to. Well, that's not really nice. Pretty hurtful. It turns others against them. It may make us feel better temporarily, but it doesn't build anybody up. It only tears them down. Second, we choose not to keep picking at them to change the things we don't like. We don't try to be a one-man crusade to improve them. We do take it upon ourselves to better our fellow humans by continually pointing out the many ways in which they fall short of perfection. And we don't, I'm sorry, we do not take. Whoops! Can't read my own printing here. Anyway, let's try that again. We do not take it upon ourselves to better our fellow humans by continually pointing out the many ways in which they fall short of perfection. Instead, by the power of love and the Holy Spirit and forgiveness, we choose to treat them with compassion, kindness, patience, gentleness, and love. Third, we choose not to judge them. We choose not to arrogantly become their judges, as it were, our right to evaluate the quality of their lives. God is the only judge, the only one that has the right to judge us. There's only one lawgiver and judge, and the one who is able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor, according to James? Only God has that right, and only God has the ability to judge. We can't see the heart of that other person, so we have no right. And fourth, we give thanks. Instead of focusing on all the things we don't like, we thank God for them. We thank God that He chose them in spite of their flaws, and that He also chose us in spite of our flaws. We thank God that He's in the process of changing them and us into people who someday will reflect on Christ in all His glory, without a flaw or defect of any kind. And we give thanks that contrary to everything we deserve, and on account of nothing good or worthy in ourselves, God loved them and us, and he called us to himself and made us together his sons and daughters in Christ to live with him forever. And when we give thanks like that, we find in all things that we were so upset or excited about, all things that we found so irritating and objectionable, all things will fade to insignificance, and we will be left standing before God, awestruck and amazed that he would love each and every one of us. And then he commands us in John 13, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another." Love is not soft. Love is not just a soft and cuddly feeling. It's a tough commitment that overcomes negative feelings. And we are commanded in 1 John 4, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." Getting along with others, dealing with difficult people, dealing with folks you may really not want to deal with, is not always going to be easy, but it is possible. It happens when we make an effort to love the other person. Let the love of God rule in your heart, and people will less likely rub you the wrong way or be the kind of person you don't want to deal with. And let's make this church a place where everybody knows your name. Let us pray. Merciful and loving God, be with us as we meet those who irritate and anger us. Help us to remember that we are all your children, your beloved children. Remind us to love others as you have loved us, and guide us into relationships which show the glory of your kingdom. Amen.